Nepal's ex-PM arrested over fatal protest crackdown. The gravest crime against humanity. What does the UN vote on slavery mean? Tiger Woods charged with driving under influence after crash. U.S. House to vote on DHS funding as travel chaos deepens. From jammed broadcasts to a blocked website, BBC Russian's 80 years of defiance. Iran-backed hackers breach FBI Director Kash Patel's personal emails. Rubio says U.S. expects to finish Iran war in next couple of weeks. Two Cuba-bound aid ships missing after leaving Mexico. Spanish woman who died through euthanasia, failed by state, say critics. Austria becomes latest to propose social media ban for children. Our home is gone. BBC speaks to displaced families in Lebanon, three dead after helicopter crash in Hawaii. Man arrested over plot a firebomb pro-Palestinian activist's New York home. Belarus leader gifts rifle to North Korea's Kimas. They sign friendship treaty. Savannah Guthrie to return to today's show. A search for mother continues. Palestinian man killed as death from West Bank settler violence climbs. UN Human Rights Chief calls on US to conclude probe into Iran school strike. Wales whims for freedom after big German rescue effort. On Baltic coast, Nepal's wears in. Ex-rapper is new prime minister. I escaped North Korea with my mum. Now I'm terrified she might be sent back. Memory of a generation. China mourns the sudden death of a controversial education influencer. Is Trump's pause on attacking Iranian energy for diplomacy or an escalation? My daughter is under the rubble. Inside Tehran, as civilian toll of strikes rises. Three charts that are warning signs flashing for Trump on Iran war. How Russia's threat has seen Germany become Europe's most important army. Women secretly filmed, then ridiculed and abused online. Our home is gone. BBC speaks to displaced families in Lebanon. Why is it so hard to pass through the Strait of Hormuz? BBC journalist caught in travel chaos at Houston Airport. Guthrie on missing mother. We cannot be at peace without knowing. What happened in the seconds before Air Canada plane crashed at LaGuardia? Explainer, who are the Houthis, Iran's allies in Yemen? Israeli military says it identified a launch of a missile from Yemen. Factbox, which key Iranian figures have been killed in U.S.-Israeli strikes? Gold rallies? Heads for weekly gain as investors turn to safe haven assets. Oil prices gain as traders doubt prospects of ceasefire in Iran war. Refiners say new U.S. biofuel quotas may worsen Iran war price spike. Oil erases weekly loss, Brent above $10, as steel energy targets struck in Iran. Canada eyes Mercosur pact by autumn. WTO reform talks face U.S.-India wall in Cameroon. Diplomats say Mercosur and Canada near free trade agreement with April talks. Italian market watchdog deems all MPS board slates fully legitimate, source says. S&P 500. Goldman Sachs says this is the key question in Q2 Factbox. How many people have been killed in the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran? China detaining Panama-flagged ships amid battle over port control. FMC says Meta's longtime content policy chief Bickert leaving to teach at Harvard. Battery X Metals submits amended IPO filing to SEC for U.S. listing. U.S. tech pullback mirrors late stages of dot-com era, strategists say. NASA's Artemis astronauts enter final preparations for moon mission. Bank of America agrees to pay $72.5 million to settle Epstein accusers' lawsuit. U.S. consumer sentiment slides to three-month low as war fans inflation fears, U.S. Consumer sentiment slides in March amid economic fallout from Iran war. Iran war could mean stagflation for EU, Dombrovskis says. Consumer sentiment dips as Michigan index falls below expectations. China's industrial profits jump as Middle East war casts long shadow. Canada, February wholesale trade. Most likely up 2.3%, stats can flash estimate. Euro area inflation expectations softened ahead of Iran war, ECB poll.